Cobb, who is a ally of Nicolas Maduro, charged years ago in the U.S., accused of money laundering, engaging in a bribery scheme in Venezuela.
The Biden administration also rolled back oil sanctions. Israel's vowed to keep fighting Hamas in Gaza, but it is open to a pause. Government advisor Mark Regev.
Israel's position has been that we agree to humanitarian corridors, and we will agree to a more comprehensive cessation of the violence for the release of our hostages.
At least eight Americans are among them. And Donald Trump plans to appeal a decision in Colorado to keep him off its GOP primary ballot. Campaign reporter Olivia Rinaldi.
This is going to go to the Supreme Court, and then they will have to decide whether or not Donald Trump will appear on the ballot in Colorado.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell with the president in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today touting the benefits of his plan to strengthen the economy. He was at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce.
When you increase the middle class, the poor have a shot and the wealthy still do very well. The middle class does well and we all do well. That's what we call Bidenomics.
The president also says he wants to bring back the child tax credit, which he said lifted half of all black children in the U.S. out of poverty. The Republican district attorney in Sheboygan County is appealing a Dane County judge's ruling that an 1849 law bans feticide and not consensual abortions. Joel Ermansky also questions whether Attorney General Josh Call had standing to bring the lawsuit that led to the Dane County ruling. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, December 21st. In Wood County, the North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board CEO meeting will take place at 9:30 by teleconference. The Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 in the River Block Building in room 206. In Portage County, the Groundwater Citizens Advisory Committee will meet at 7 p.m. in the Portage County Annex in conference room 5. There will be an update on county projects to include the monitoring wells in Nelsonville, as well as the Nelsonville residential well sampling. You can make plans to see Santa and Mrs. Claus at Witter Park this Friday. They'll be at the Witter Park Warming House and Lobby area from 5 to 7 p.m. on December 22nd. Please bring an unexpired non-perishable food donation or item and you can get a picture and tell Santa what's on your Christmas list. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay. WFHR and WIRI News.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Another Bucks milestone. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Spurs 132-119. Damian Lillard led with 40 points, becoming one of only 51 NBA players to score more than 20,000 points in their career.
A rare space to be in, you know, in the history of this league, to have only 51 players accomplish something like that. You know, I think that speaks for itself. I look at, you know, what led up to it, the things that I think of in high school and college and, you know, the doubt that I faced over the course of my career, you know, before the NBA. And just my mentality through all of those things, you know, sometimes you don't really see the light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to have that faith in yourself.
NFL, the Packers play the Panthers in Carolina Sunday. Defensive back Eric Stokes, glad to be back after recovering from a badly injured foot and knee.
It was a great feeling being back out there. I ain't played ball in over 13 months or whatever. So it was a great feeling just being out there with the guys. Very, very much emotional.
That's the Packers, Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And more clouds around for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Slight rain chance Friday, a high in the low 40s. Even warmer for the weekend, mostly cloudy Saturday, rain chance Sunday, warming from the 40s to the 50s. Currently 35 degrees.
Hi, this is Randy Paul, sports announcer here at WFHR, and I'd like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed!
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
listeners.
To all
our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so, yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not?
Yeah.
I think it does.
It's random.
It's
according to Seth's rules, it counts. Yeah.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end
hunger. Where are the rapids in Wisconsin Rapids? A stretch of water through the city was once called Two-Sided Rapids as it split around a huge boulder. But in this particular area, the boulder and rapids were lost due to dams being built with the goal of capturing the river's power in the early 20th century. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
Media studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends, proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Joe Biden in the 414, Dom in the 608, Hump Day Edition. Happier happy hour.
Yeah, man. Happy happy hour to you, Kroot. Good to see you again, man.
Thank you. You as well. Always good to party with you as well.
Yeah, especially when I'm buying dinner.
Yeah, that was great. That was great. Yeah. We can do that again tonight, maybe. For all those joining us late, I cannot believe that I am going to advocate that Donald Trump should be on the ballot in Colorado and all other states unless there was a prior criminal conviction. He should be on the ballot. I think the U.S. Supreme Court will come to that decision, and I hate that I'm always right on this.
You are so wrong.
Donald Trump sent me an email overnight. I got one regarding ballot removal, all caps, from the desk of President Donald J. Trump. I hadn't seen that one in a while.
Oh, he's president, huh?
And then his signature, although it looks like a really bad EKG, like Don after a bad Friday night, you know, a couple of eight balls. Michael, it's sent to me in my Christian name. I appreciate that. Don calls me by my Christian name. Michael, after a state Supreme Court of judges, all appointed by Democrats, just ruled to remove, all caps, my name from the 2024 ballot. I obviously have a lot to say, but I want you to know that it all comes from the heart. I can't even believe he's writing this or someone is on his behalf. Today marks the single greatest constitutional travesty in the history of our free republic. I woke up this morning with my name no longer permitted to appear on the presidential ballot in a key Super Tuesday state in what was once the freest, F-R-E-E-S-T, freest.
Freest.
The
freest?
Freest country in the world. I'm sure that's what he meant to say. And by the end of the day, I will have to submit my legal response to the, all caps, Supreme Court for the D.C. witch hunt after Crooked Joe's DOJ requested an immediate ruling on my right to presidential immunity. Now, he did ask for a delay, like Supreme Court, don't decide too quick.
Yes, the special counsel Jack Smith is moving way too fast, and he hasn't even said why he wants to go so fast. Well, of course, it matters, man. There's an election coming up, right?
And a trial, Dom, more from the former. But I want to make one thing abundantly clear. All of these witch hunts The election interference, all caps, are nothing more than the ruling party and the sitting president attempting to stay in power against the will of voters, like, all caps, you!
You know, the projection, it just never ceases.
It never does, does it?
No, it never does.
This is exactly how dictatorships are born.
Really? I thought he'd be a dictator for a day, and that's how they're born.
Isn't it wonderful? Now they're the dictators.
Yeah, of course. That's how they do it, man. That's the gaslighting. That's what the megas are into right now.
Right before our very eyes, Crooked Joe and his accomplices are transforming our once great nation into a Marxist third world country more akin to Stalinist Russia or Marxist China. Their lies, phony indictments, my mugshot, and those sham trials were never about truth or justice. They've only ever been about, all caps, fear. The fear that if you speak up and be a voice for the forgotten, hardworking men and women of our country, that
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere. It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all, to have that smell linger through bathroom and hall. Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses. Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
generals will play more hardball than Trump getting lifted off the ballot in Colorado. I mean, if one state taking Trump off the ballot,
Biden engaged in an insurrection. Biden gave aid and comfort to the enemy. Is that what you're telling me?
They're creating excuses.
They're always going to create excuses, Crudy.
They'll just call it insurrection.
They're going to do it anyway. Everyone's a socialist and a Marxist, right?
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's murder rate has dropped 23% this year compared with last year. Non-fatal shootings are also down. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says the city has a budget surplus that frees up more resources for crime prevention. Enrollment at the police academy is 100%. College students say they'll keep pushing for diversity efforts on campus, even now that diversity offices are frozen. Jazzy Segarra is with a group called Leaders Igniting Transformation.
All students benefit, and especially students who come from different backgrounds, whether they come from big cities, small cities. Everyone benefits from these resources.
But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss calls diversity offices divisive. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Bruce Mound Winter Sports Area won't be open until maybe next Friday. The warmer temperatures and lack of snow have caused the Clark County Forestry and Parks Department to delay the opening that was set for this week. The plan now is to open the park on December 29th from 5 to 10 with only tubing available. They don't think there will be enough snow for skiing or snowboarding runs. Of course, this is all dependent on the weather and if they'll be able to make more snow that'll stick around. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department is starting their next firefighter cadet program this January. To be involved, you must be between the ages of 14 and 21 and available the first Wednesday evening of each month for training from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Applications and references can be turned in at the fire station. The cadet program will begin in early January. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Did you know there's an actual Candy Cane Lane in Wisconsin? It's only real during the holidays, but one Milwaukee area neighborhood has been sharing its holiday cheer for close to 40 years. 300 residents along West Oklahoma Avenue in West Dallas decorated to be part of Candy Cane Lane this year, free to drive through and enjoy. But since 1984, $3 million in donations have been raised and given to the MAC Fund to fight cancer. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
The Bucks roll past the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Spurs 132-119. San Antonio tried to double-team Giannis, so he just passed the ball around and finished with a triple-double. Only 11 points, but 14 rebounds and a career-high 16 assists. Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Giannis is a winner. He's going to do whatever it takes to win. And now we got another test coming up with Orlando. It's going to be a good challenge for us. But, we got good momentum going into this game, so I think everyone feels good right now.
NFL Packers play the Panthers in Carolina Sunday. After losing to Tampa Bay, Matt LaFleur seems to be more upset with the players than Joe Barry.
What's disappointing is when you go out there and it's basic install, like day one install, and we have self-inflicted communication errors and guys, quite frankly, not in the right spot. I mean, that's tough to watch.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. And more clouds around for Thursday, a high in the upper 30s. Slight rain chance Friday, a high in the low 40s. Even warmer for the weekend, mostly cloudy Saturday, rain chance Sunday, warming from the 40s to the 50s. Currently 35 degrees.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Dane County Executive Joe Parisi. Joe, let me ask you. You've made a little news. You have declared what in regard to the Twitter, now known as the X, and the Dane County municipal accounts. Joe, have you banned Twitter?
Well, we're no longer going to be using Twitter, I think is probably the...
Is that the same as banning Twitter, sir?
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A hump day edition. Joe Biden was in the great state of Wisconsin today. But the debate of the hour, rolling through this happier happy hour, whether or not Donald Trump should be excluded from the ballot, specifically starting with the state of Colorado. That was the ruling of the Colorado Supreme Court. Joe continues to hate tweet at me. Devil Radio. So Crudy wants to give a known insurrectionist the chance to become the first dictator of the U.S. Is that what I advocated for, Joe? I want to see a standard that would be beyond reproach. And I don't believe the standard set by the Colorado Supreme Court is going to convince any Trumpster that this is a fair and even-handed due process.
Why is convincing a Trumpster, how does that have anything to do with the legal process?
Well, let me just...
I'm asking you that question.
If there's no validity to the process, I would question the removal of Donald Trump from the ballot prior to any sort of conviction. I would say, I don't care what the Constitution says. That's when the courts step in and set a framework.
And, look, and the courts have done that now.
And it's an arbitrary framework, dude. 4-day hearing and boom, you're off. I don't think that's going to stand up under the scrutiny of the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, this was an appeal, number one, because Trump, they won. He was allowed to stay on it at first.
It's always generally right. An appeal when you get to a Supreme Court level.
So now it goes up to so they're working on the framework, man. Your point is that your framework is a conviction is needed. Okay, fair enough. You've made that point. I happen to disagree. Perhaps other folks disagree with that. But my initial question is, who cares if Trump's mega supporters believe or don't believe it? I mean, they believe in space lasers, man. They believe that Trump won the election. You know what I'm saying?
Are we going to set aside our own moral compass because the MAGAs don't believe it? Here's what I would say.
That's exactly what you're asking me to do.
No, that's not what I'm asking you to do.
If we can't convince the MAGA, then...
If you can't convince anyone in a court of law, that's the standard. Court of law, that's what I'm asking you.
Like the Colorado Supreme Court?
That was not a
court of
trial.
Law?
That was not a trial.
It was a court of law.
That was an arbitrary hearing that they created out of whole cloth because they didn't know how to deal with an insurrectionist former president. And granted, I don't want this son of a bitch on the ballot any more than you do.
Do you think he's an insurrectionist?
Do I? Yes. When it's proven in a court of law,
but
he will be a convicted insurrectionist.
That's the only way you think that occurs.
That's the only way I think we convince the vast majority
really?
Of the American people that don't pay attention
I got
and
it,
don't
I got it.
Split the infinitive on every legal decision.
Here. We're talking about MAGAs. Are they convinced that Donald Trump raped E. Jean Carroll? Are they convinced that Donald Trump was a fraudster to the point
Come on,
of
man, you got a bunch of
million
stack it up in the
Are
queue,
they,
ask
that's what I'm saying. Is that convincing? They're not convinced of those things. They have cases against Donald Trump. He's been found civilly liable. He's been found guilty. He's got the boxes of the possession of the secret documents. They're still not convinced. It is not my job, and I cannot waste my breath or time wondering and worrying about whether or not the cult is going to believe that their cult leader is a criminal.
We'll go to the phones momentarily. One little source piece. I'd like to include my sources. A CNN legal expert on Wednesday blew apart Colorado Supreme Court's historic decision that threw Donald Trump off the state's ballot and effectively accuses the justices of making up the rules as it went along. What Colorado did is they sort of made up this procedure, said former federal prosecutor Ellie Honig. They had this quasi-hearing over 5 days, and now the Supreme Court of Colorado, by a 4-3 margin, is saying, good enough, he's out. That is a violation of due process. And that is why I think this ruling from the Colorado Supreme Court is going to be struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Crudy shares this opinion. The court on Tuesday ruled that Trump was involved in an insurrection January 6, 2020, and therefore his name can appear on the state's presidential ballot next year. It followed legal action by the watchdog group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Dom, as you pointed out, and people keep pointing out to us, many of the plaintiffs in this case trying to take Trump off the ballot, well, wouldn't you know it, they're Republicans, some former Trump supporters. And I don't disagree with their cause or their purpose. And there's plenty of these bastards I'd like to see. I mean, hell, he had accomplices. And if there's insurrectionists that should be removed from the ballot, I think a guy at the New Republic listed off dozens of them, from Marjorie Taylor Greene to Scott Perry to everybody else that knew before it happened and still either participated. Hell, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. If you can't prove he was a part, he certainly knew it was about to happen. Well, are they also all disqualified just based on the less than clear 14th Amendment Section 3? Because it doesn't set a clear standard. And unless some court other than the Colorado Supreme Court that didn't do a good job setting a standard, unless some court gives them a trial, convicts them and says, therefore, you're off the ballot, I think it's going to be hard to convince the vast majority of the public. And I care about the people, unlike you, Dom. Let's not make them wait. 844-967-2789. Let's get to them. Bill from Grant County. Welcome, Bill. What's your thought?
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, say hi, you guys. Dylan tonight.
Good, sir.
Just want to express my opinion on this whole court ruling in Denver, rather in Colorado. Now, this might have a domino effect on the whole court system. Like, say, Texas doesn't want Biden on the ballot because maybe he's got some issues.
Their AG's
as well.
Already making those threats today publicly, as did the Texas lieutenant governor.
There goes our democracy, guys.
I'm not clear on that. What did Joe Biden do? What would Paxton do to bring up to Joe Biden? I mean, he took an oath of office. Certainly, has Joe Biden engaged in an insurrection or rebellion? Has he offered aid and comfort to our enemies? Has he engaged in a rebellion against the Constitution?
No, but
Bill
Paxton.
Hang on, man. I'm asking Bill the question. Bill do you think that Ken Paxton is going to go and charge him with those things?
Now, wait, this is Crudy, I assume.
This
right?
is Dom.
Crudy's the good one.
Dom. Okay, what?
I had a few more thoughtful thoughts.
I don't know. I think I agree with Dom this time, but
Bill, should he be excluded from the ballot? Should Trump?
Biden,
I don't think you think he should be excluded from the ballot.
I think that it's wrong that the court step in, and I think it's going to be overruled by the Supreme Court. But I think that this is have a, like I said, a domino effect, and then every state goes this way, every state goes that way, and then we have no democracy. And yes, I believe that the Biden administration is responsible for this crisis at the border, and that's his first responsibility as president is to protect our borders.
Bill, we got lots of people that want a piece. I heard Ken Paxton using immigration is his justification for why, under no conviction, because that's not the standard of the 14th Amendment, right? No conviction necessary, just a partisan rationale a court decision.
No, if you take an oath to uphold the Constitution and you engage in rebellion or offer aid and comfort to those who engage in rebellion, that's the standard.
But
can we agree on the standard? Let's start there.
I can agree that's what the Constitution says, but a clear standard of what's disqualifying and how you're removed has not yet been set. And I don't agree with the Colorado Supreme Court, and I think it opens Pandora's box, as Bill would suggest, because it opens up all these partisan attorney generals and everyone else. They don't need a conviction. They just need an accusation. And if there's a partisan will to remove people from the ballots, I don't disagree with Bill. If there's not a standard of conviction, if there doesn't have to be a there for Ken Paxton in Texas to remove Biden from the ballot, then that's going to suck.
Yes, if Joe Biden engages in an insurrection just like Donald Trump did, I would expect Joe Biden to not be eligible to be on a ballot. Yes.
You want Robin Voss to have decision-making about whether or not Joe Biden should appear on the Wisconsin ballot? Because if it plays out...
Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker of Colorado, did not make the decision. The Colorado Supreme Court made that decision.
But it certainly smacks of partisanship.
Well, based on what? Why do you say that? These are
because there hasn't been a conviction.
Republican
plaintiffs.
Republicans brought the
and
case.
Democratic judges. You got six Democratic appointees on the Colorado Supreme Court. Six of seven. Only four could agree to remove him from the ballot. This smacks of partisanship, man. This doesn't close any doors. This opens Pandora's box. And I'm not looking to open Pandora's box for an uncontested state in the far west. Colorado's not going to swing the vote. But if you open Pandora's box and suddenly state lawmakers have the right because they control access to the ballot, because they regulate on a state-by-state level, you regulate whether or not someone's on the ballot. And if the state courts, state-by-state, can start making decisions on partisan arbitrary reasons
you think this
without
is a partisan
prior convictions?
But you're saying your only qualification...
That's the way that plays in MAGA land, Dom.
Well, of course it plays in MAGA land because it's their guy.
Well, maybe if...
And it's going to play. And let me say one more thing.
If the Supreme Court upholds it, then you won me over.
Thank you. 844-967-2789. If the Supreme Court upholds it, it doesn't mean the MAGA's going to buy it. They're not going to buy it anyway. So
Trump appointed three of those. It's a 6-3 conservative court.
If your concern is that this is going to open Pandora's box...
It does give more validity.
But it doesn't convince the MAGA's, man. It won't convince...
Yes, it will.
It won't convince Paxton. It won't convince
Robin
Voss.
It shifts 25% of the MAGA voters.
25%!
That's all it would take to direct Trump's re-election calls.
It's not about Trump's re-election, about whether or not he should be allowed on the ballot. If an insurrectionist bastard should be allowed on the ballot. If there's no clear path, I mean, look what Trump did. Look at what the Constitution says. And if this hasn't happened before, then we got to put up some guardrails, sure. But I do not believe that you need an absolute conviction of that. I mean, come on. Aid and comfort. Look what he did. This is some things.
Then why
just,
wasn't Ron Johnson excluded from the ballot in the state of Wisconsin? Why was that thrown out of court? Why was it thrown out in Minnesota? Why was it thrown out in Missouri? Why isn't being upheld by other courts? One court found a standard.
Yes.
And the U.S. Supreme Court's not going to agree with that standard.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
844-967-2789. Here's a pal, Hawk from Madison. How you been, Hawk?
Hey, Hawk.
I'm good. This is like classic. When you guys first started doing this show, you guys argued like this more back then.
It's because we're in the same room.
Maybe that's why it is. You're right, maybe. Okay, so my thing is this. The framers picked their words very carefully, correct?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so the framers, by the way, did not put convicted in there, and they did that on purpose, by the way. They purposely did not make it.
You don't know they did
that
on purpose? You speculate they did that on purpose, but go ahead, Hawk.
No. I'm not speculating. They chose a lot of their words very specifically. Like, why do you suppose they did not put convicted insurrectionist? Like, they could have easily put convicted in there. That would have been very easy, right?
Yes.
But they left it that way because they knew. They knew that, like, sometimes courts don't do, you know, what they should do. And sometimes voters, you know, like, so they specifically left convicted out of there. Okay? So that's first of all. Second of all, I've been wondering about this question. Given, you know how they do a background search? You know how they didn't give Jared Kushner, you know how they didn't give him
secret clearance,
access
yes.
he needed to? Yeah, okay, wait. Could Trump pass that? Would Trump, if Trump didn't have his name there, could Trump, with his history, get security clearance from our Secret Service?
God, I hope not.
Yes, we have a serious problem, right, yeah. with our Secret Service. And if the answer is no, how can that guy be president?
Be well, man. Happy holidays, Hawk.
Thank you, Hawk. Appreciate it, man. Great point.
We're going to have to.
844-967-2789. We got time for some more callers? We got another minute? All right, one more. Nick from Madison, you're up. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, well, I didn't hang up with you guys last night. I thought you hung up on me, but I was wondering because I thought it was being really nice. But no, I agree with you, Group, because the Constitution is vague, but it's vague for a reason, and that's why we do have judges to interpret it.
Well, if Nick agrees, I'm starting to second guess myself. I'm sorry,
I'm giving you. When you're right, you're right. So that's all I can say.
I'll take it.
He'll take right when he can get it. Nick. Thanks,
here's
man.
What Jeff from Sherwood, I think he's an attorney. Crudy, reasonable doubt is the standard in criminal cases. I'm acutely aware of this extensive argument in reasonable doubt. Fond du Lac yesterday were not successful and my client was convicted. The 14th Amendment standard is not beyond a reasonable doubt. No conviction necessary.
Yeah, conviction criminally? How about civilly? Does that matter? It doesn't articulate. What are we going to do? I guess we better
convicted civilly. You can lose. You're not convicted. Come back. I will convict your ass. Yeah.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Some days I cover up.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow in the people you meet as you walk down the street. The magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. So if you have an opinion, you got something to say, you hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789. And stick around, the Maggie Dawn Show is coming up next.
Some strange stuff out there on the interwebs I'm finding. A story about Mike Johnson and his daughter going to a father-daughter purity dance. They dress up like, you know, bride and groom, but then you make a pledge to your old man to abstain from sex. Maybe we'll get there.
Oh, my God. This is weird.
844-967-2789. John for Boaz. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Hi. This is the greatest radio show ever, and I'd like to say we're forgetting about treason. This is the Black's Law Dictionary. The offense of attempting by overt acts to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance. That's one thing. Now, three people that I'm going to bring up worked for Trump: Giuliani, Pence, and John Bolton. I feel sorry for Giuliani. That poor guy has got $200 million of liability out there. Pence was going to go on the scaffold, and John Bolton wrote a book about this guy.
John Bolton refused to go give testimony at Trump's impeachment. I feel no empathy for John Bolton.
Ever.
The fact that Mike Pence was not hung, that's
good. But not
that's
like they,
probably good.
That's good.
And I did see that I believe a Georgia judge today said Rudy Giuliani must pay the $148 million now.
Now.
Pay
get
him.
Get out your checkbook.
Pay the man. Pay the women in this case. Pay the plaintiffs $148 million. Do now.
Do not pass go.
If I credit card or check on that. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Certified funds only for you, Mr. Giuliani.
I prefer cash.
844-967-2789. Rico from The Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing all right, guys. Well, I'm here to throw a little wrench into this whole argument.
All right.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay, if you need a conviction, we already had that. I believe Stuart Rhodes of the Oath Keepers and the guy from the Proud Boys were charged with insurrection. Now, if the listeners want to go back and look at the transcripts on that case, I think it becomes pretty clear Donald Trump was tied to the hips of both. And they stated, I believe in court, I'm almost positive, that they were there at the request of Donald Trump. Now, if that's not aiding and abetting, I don't really know what is.
Right.
So if it's conviction you seek, if it's a conviction you seek.
Well, I would seek the conviction of Donald Trump. You can't say that guy's convicted and he's your friend, or I'd be eliminated from ballots just due to my friendship with Dominic Rico.
Come on, man. I mean, Trump technically, according to the Office of Legal Counsel, can't even be charged while president. So now you got to wait. 844-972-7789.
Stuart Rhodes was convicted of seditious conspiracy. And I would again point out, Jack Smith has not charged Donald Trump with insurrection. That's a charge you could use. It's on the federal books, but that's not what he's been charged with. And we don't know the motive of the special counselor, but it ain't insurrection unless it's insurrection. I'm sorry. We can all go to our dictionaries.
Well, we did, and the Colorado State Supreme Court did address specifically insurrection.
You will change my mind when the U.S. Supreme Court upholds their cockamamie ruling.
Your big concern is the can of worms and the Pandora's box, and all the megas aren't going to believe
because
it.
Because a 4-3 ruling that comes off as partisan and
that
arbitrary.
Comes off as partisan and arbitrary to you.
And I am a partisan, and it would be partisan to my advantage. And if you haven't convinced me that this meets the standard, how are you going to go convince a reasonable Republican or someone in the middle that this is enough?
If the U.S. Supreme Court comes down in a split decision, 5-4, does that convince you and the megas? Is it all done then? It's all settled? Now we can just move on because it's now been determined?
I got to read the dissent.
Well, that's the other thing. The dissent apparently in the Colorado case, Conway said, yeah, not great
dissent. I read the dissents. And it made me, Conway, yes. George Conway,
conservative
to Kellyanne Conway, well, is he? Part of the Lincoln Project crew, but said effectively he looked at the legal dissents in the Colorado ruling, and it was such thin gruel. They were so weak. The dissents, those that ruled against said there were effectively no good arguments to make on that side, and that actually convinced them because Conway believed like I believed until apparently he read some dissents.
Maybe you should read.
Maybe I'm going to knock some dissents into you. Troy from Mount Horeb. How you doing, Troy? Welcome.
Hi, Troy.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Real quick, Curdy, you're talking about biased decisions. The Supreme Court ruling against this after they rule against Roe and all the other decisions they've made is just as biased, if not more.
I still believe that their ability to make the ruling has validity and has weight across the country. I don't think that the Supreme Court ruling in Colorado has that same weight, Troy. If it was reinforced by a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, and you bring up the 5-4, I assume they will overturn this. But if it was a 5-4 upholding it, and it's Alito and Kavanaugh and Cody Barrett and whatever... Yeah, that
well, and again,
could
this is about keeping someone off a primary ballot. This isn't about throwing someone in jail for life, man. You don't. It's not the same standard. The standard is much more loose if you read the Constitution.
If you look at the fact that the criminal indictments of Donald Trump basically took him from an even race with Ron DeSantis and blasted him, he's ahead 50 points right now. Trump's ahead by 50.
Yeah,
and I think this latest news, this effort to dethrone him from the ballot, and the fact that every one of his political opponents, talking about DeSantis and Haley and Ramaswamy and even Chris Christie, they all jumped in the basket together and said, you got to keep him on the ballot, which I actually agree with until there is conviction. Then I think he should be stripped from all the ballots. It'll be far too late by then. He'll already be the nominee of the Republican Party. It's going to cause chaos at the RNC in Milwaukee. Look forward to that.
Not so much, man.
I'm looking forward to that quite a bit, Tom. Almost as much as I look forward to listening to the Maggie Dawn Show on my drive home each and every night. She comes on next. And then the Empowered Caregiver with a special guest, my son, Caden Crude, appearing at 7 o'clock with Liza. So the Empowered Caregiver and then Pete Schwaba doing the Nightlight Show 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media. We'll keep arguing tomorrow. Separate corners, though. Thank you all for listening. We are the greatest radio show ever.
That's true.
You're welcome.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News brief. Venezuela has released 10 Americans in a prisoner swap with the U.S. for a close ally to its president. President Biden talked about it before leaving Milwaukee today.
We have no higher priority than the release of detained and or hostage Americans being held hostage.
California.